Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. We're now 30 seconds into this third hour. We're going to have wide open phones on any issue, topic you'd like to discuss. Then I'm going to get into illegal immigration to U.S. grew by nearly 70% in the last 12 years. More Halliburton corruption. Some of Walmart's Big Brother activities. Just so much more. You do not want to miss this third hour. I also want to get into the Walton family, world's wealthiest family, according to this report. That's not actually accurate, but we'll go over it. Let's go ahead now and get all these great callers out of the way that have been patiently holding. Roger in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I had called the last 30 seconds of the show yesterday, and I was trying to respond about these Bush-loving, ostensible Christians, and because I said about, you know, the only detractor I've heard on your show have been basically the atheist liberal types. But these Christians, now, if you're all wet, Alex, and your interpretations of these things, then shouldn't these people be the same ones demanding truly exhaustive congressional investigations that can redeem the reputation of George Bush? And what I meant to follow
Let's do this, Roger.
Sure.
If Bill Clinton was voting for total blanket absolute amnesty and then said it was an amnesty, imagine the howl from conservatives. If Bill Clinton was going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban, imagine the upset. If Bill Clinton was signing campaign finance reform, if Bill Clinton that was giving all the supercomputers to China, if Bill Clinton had lied about weapons of mass destruction, which he is, he's saying Bush is right, by the way, of course, they're together. Imagine if it was Bill Clinton or Al Gore doing this. Oh, no, but because it's Bush, oh, suddenly the Patriot Act's good and all Christians should be for it. And, well, the microchip isn't the mark of the beast. You know, the head of the 700 Club says, I have him on video.
Well, to which I would just add.
And by the way, forced abortion in China isn't bad either.
Yeah, to which I would just add, as impossible as it sounds, that with the secrecy of Bill Clinton, Bush has managed to exceed that. Now, let's say, for sake of argument, that, say, in foreign intelligence, you have to keep, say, secret, I don't know, 20-30% of it so you don't jeopardize investigations or sources. If that's the case, it would only stand to be maybe 2% for domestic purposes, having, you know, anything to do with true security of our country and not merely the security of the office holder. So shouldn't they be the loudest ones clamoring for release of, they can't release one lousy video or few odd little scraps here and there, not even 1% of the volume of material they have when they should be releasing.
I hear you. There's a cover-up. But I mean, look, people say, well, Bush didn't lie about weapons of mass destruction. Were you watching the State of the Union last year or the year before that?
Yeah, well, that's watching that State of the Union, that truly is service above and beyond the call of duty. So,
thanks for the call, Roger. Folks, the country's cooked. If we don't turn around now, blanket total amnesty, and then he says it's not amnesty. That right there shows you it's all lies. We need to redo the Patriot Act. We need more of it. Well, you already did sign Patriot Act too, Bush. But again, Bush is a puppet. Bush isn't doing anything. But because he's a puppet, he makes conservatives think everything's okay. Well, if you want to call me a liberal because I'm against Pat Roberts and saying China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide, then okay, I'm a liberal because I'm against forced abortion and infanticide. I mean, I'm a liberal because I'm against gun control. That's literally. I hear callers to national shows calling and go, I'm a real conservative, Bush is a liberal. And the host will hang up and go, you're a seminar caller. You're really a big liberal. You know, Bush is conservative. Shut up. I mean, it's just totally dishonest. They control the Republicans and the Democrats. They're putting the agenda in place. We have to stop it. Eric and Joyce and others, your calls are up next. And more news. Stay with me.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to take three more calls real fast, then I'm going to go back into news, then back into calls. Let's talk to Eric up in Skull and Bones country. I guess I should say Christian conservative country, and we're liberal country here because we're against abortion. Eric, up in Connecticut, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Welcome from Neo, Connecticut.
That's right.
You know, and speaking of neocons, I got my first Freedom magazine from the Neocon Rifle Association, and I looked and looked and looked through that magazine, Alex, and I couldn't find one reference to George W. Bush wanting to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. Or any of the other...
Did you hear about him doubling the funding for the BATF? Is that in there?
Yes, I did, but they didn't. They somehow managed to omit that, and they didn't say anything about that.
But they told you how good he is, right?
Yes, they did. They also said he's fighting for freedom, and also they poo-pooed the idea that Bush and Bin Laden could be longtime business pals.
Oh, when it's publicly admitted by the FBI and hundreds of publications, and the White House doesn't even deny it, but that's not true either.
That's right, and I think you're right, Alex, that if the NRA truly wanted us to get our gun rights back, we'd get them back.
With 5.5 million members out of the 160 million gun owners, they're there to pacify those that are politically active. And again, NRA, 2 months ago, federal court, of course they lost the case, their pro-gun stance was, we are for all guns being registered and not being able to leave the home with them.
Yep, gun control is bad. It's good for their bottom line. It really is. And
well, look, I mean, we've had the one of the former board members on, and they'll tell you they're selling you out.
Oh, yeah, and as soon as they submarined Neil Knox back in 94, you saw the Brady Bill come in and the assault weapons ban and a lot of other things.
Yeah, look, it's simple. When an enemy force, a mechanized, military, scientifically run enemy force of organized criminals known as the military-industrial complex wants to disarm and enslave you, they get control of the opposition. It's called war. We have war being waged against us, and people naively buy the propaganda of the Benedict Arnolds.
One more thing, Alex. I have a great report in addition to the superb information you've put out about World Trade Center 7 on your website and Paul Joseph Watson's website. It's a 28-page report, and it's called The FEMA Report on World Trade Center 7 Collapses, a Total Joke. And it's at www.indiehawaii.org.
Do me a favor. Email that to tips@infowars.com and email that to Paul Watson, the contact info on Prison Planet, and he will get that posted. I know he's doing an update.
Okay. You got it, Alex.
Thank you for the call, sir. I really appreciate that call from Connecticut. Let's go ahead and talk to Joyce in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Joyce.
Yes, I'd like to address the caller a while back that called about the Book of Revelation. And the Book of Revelation is not written in stone. And he was saying that what's the use of doing anything to try to stop this new world order? And that's just the mindset that the Church of Laodicea that was addressed at the beginning of the Book of Revelation had. And it's just like the cookie-cutter church today. And if we don't do anything about it, the Book of Revelation tells us what's going to happen to us. I just wanted to straighten them out a little bit.
Well, let me just say this. I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible. It's incredible, revealed knowledge. I've had God work in my life. I've had experiences, folks. I know it's real. But the cop-out, people in Nazi Germany thought it was the end of the world. They think it in Africa whenever there's a slaughter. They think it in China. And I hear these so-called Christians giggling, going, praise God that there's a microchip they're going to put on us. That means it's the end. And people think they're going to be raptured out of this. Well, then why does it describe the Antichrist killing millions of Christians and Jews? You know, why do you see this happening there? It's because people won't go along with it. And some will say, well, that, you know, folks that don't go along with it after it. Regardless, I have a job to expose this system, okay? And again, even an atheist should be against the Matrix and caps and tips. And the New York Times said that, you know, to graduate from high school, you'll have to watch hours of surveillance cameras hooked into your computer from different parts of the country and report suspicious activity to the feds, making us sit at tattletale computer terminals. I mean, it's just so far gone already. They're putting in the cashless society control grid. Look. Just 10 years ago, most Americans were for abortion. Now, because we've told the truth, a lot of heroes have, the majority are against it. We have the power, and we can get a reprieve. If anything's clear, we can back off the judgment of 50 years, 100 years, if we repent. And that's God's promise. And it's common sense. If good people get involved and fight evil, it's not going to run rampant. But if we say there's nothing we can do, look at it, it's too powerful, and then don't do anything, it's over. And you know, I had a guy, I was at the pet store last night buying dog food, and he walks over and he goes, Mr. Jones? And I go, yeah. And he goes, aren't you afraid they're going to kill you? And I said, no. And he goes, well, aren't you worried about the IRS, you know, coming after you? And I said, no. Well, you know, I mean, I know what you're saying is true. You know, I'm this computer software engineer. I've checked it out, but I'm not about to go public. Something might happen to me. And I said, look, buddy. I said, listen to me. I said, when everybody's got the attitude you've got, you ensure tyranny. You ensure a bad life for yourself. It always takes a few people like me that are willing to put it all on the line so people like you can sit there on their hind ends. And the guy, you know, got freaked out and ran off. I'm sick of it. I mean, it's not a choice for me. I don't have a choice. My very programming, my very soul, my very makeup, and this is what disgusts me. I'm just a man. I'm just a man. I'm just doing what a man does, what a human being does when they see tyranny. The globalists, admittedly, have kidnapped millions of women and children publicly. This is all admitted. Huge section on Prison Planet. How could I not fight creatures of this level of evil?
Exactly.
I mean, there's not a choice. If I see five thugs attacking an old lady across the street, and they've got machetes, and I know I'm going to die fighting them, you know what? The way I work is I don't even think. When something's wrong, I go into action. It is not debatable. And it just makes me so mad. If that guy wasn't a coward, if all these people that talk to me weren't cowards and would get involved and realize the leadership they've got and be the leaders they are, this New World Order would be trashed in 10 minutes.
That's right. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
There was a news blurb. It was national news blurb on last night's news about the Patriot Act being unconstitutional. Doesn't that protect the terrorists?
Of course, you're being sarcastic, right?
No, it sounds like it's protecting the terrorists, that the terrorists have constitutional rights, that groups of people shouldn't be protected, that they deem terrorists, you know.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Look, what's happening with the courts is the terrorist is the military-industrial complex. They get the power, the control out of it. They have the motive. Then you look at the evidence of who's done it. It's them. But this is a judge going after a very small provision in it, and they've had high federal courts say stuff's unconstitutional, and Bush just says, I don't care. And this Supreme Court has been ruling on campaign finance reform. It's been ruling on all this stuff saying it's good. Again, your so-called conservative court. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jay in Colorado. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Alex. Hello. I wanted to ask you about the November elections. Who are you going to vote for?
Let's be honest. There is no presidential election.
Right.
And I can prove that from multiple directions. Everybody you're given a choice of is controlled. It's the oldest scam in the book. I control the choices in a certain paradigm, and I give you a choice from within that controlled outcome. You understand?
Sure.
So it doesn't matter if it's Howard Dean or John Kerry, he's skull and bones, or George W. Bush, or Bill Clinton, or Al Gore, or the Easter Bunny. It's all the same agenda. Open borders, gun control, bigger government, Patriot Act, homeland security, loss of freedom. And as soon as we realize it's a fraud and realize it's control, then we can set about fixing it. But as long as we stay in la-la land about how far down the rat hole we've gone, we're going nowhere. I'll tell you where the fight is. It's in the counties and the cities and the states. And number one, you've got to stop the touchscreen electronic voting systems from going in that the feds are paying, forcing to be put in. 9 states have said they're not putting it in for now. The feds are trying to twist their arms. They've caught them in fraud across. You've got to stop that. You've got to get control of your counties, your cities. You've got to educate the people. Look, the hour is late, my friend. Go ahead.
So I just mean, like, I know I'm aware of all that. Blackboxvoting.com is really good on that and all that. But I'm saying November 2nd comes around, when it comes around. Do you do a write-in vote? Don't vote at all? I mean, what are you going to do? Like, what should you do?
Well, number one, I refuse to walk into the county here and vote on an electronic voting machine where there's no record, no paper ballot, no nothing. My vote has been taken here in Austin. There is no voting. They've caught the county clerk running scams in 98, double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures, breaking safety seals. Nothing happened to her. And now we've got this touchscreen system, and it's a complete joke. And here in Austin, I've got to protest and point out that we've got to get rid of these.
Like boycott.
We've already fallen here. Sir, we're falling right now. It's all coming down right now.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean.
We are 2 years away. We are 2 years away, if not sooner, from 1984 on steroids. Why do you think the government's so arrogant? And they don't care if you catch them in lies.
Because everybody's busy and they know it. And no one cares. Like, not no one cares, but I mean,
a lot of people care. But they say nobody cares and I can't do anything.
Right. Unless, I mean, even when you vote, you can't really vote because it's all...
I'll tell you what you do in these 9 states that are not doing it. People are suing them saying, you've taken my right. There's no paper ballot. There's a bill in Congress to make them go back to paper ballots. You got power. You need to sue to stop the system going in, or sue if it's in. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that waves out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
All right, let me cover news for a while, and then we'll get to all the great folks that are patiently holding to briefly try to answer Jay's important question. Who would I vote for if I still had a right to vote? I mean, this has been the history of America. You know, blacks and Indians couldn't vote. Well, now it's back to that. All of us can't vote once they put in the electronic systems. They've caught them engaged in fraud in every state where they put it in. Convicted felons running the elections for computer crimes. I mean, it's over, folks. The CIA publicly runs the big three voting companies. I've done dozens of shows on this. But if I had a right to vote, I would vote the Constitution Party. I would vote for the Libertarian Party candidates of my choice. But there is no election. After all, sir, as Patrick Henry said, we have no election. And the feds are planned by next year to have this in all 50 states and every county and city. Nine states, because, quote, of questions about problems with the machines, have stopped it for now. But under federal law, in 2 years, they have to put it in. And that's the voter assistance act. They're helping you. The feds are helping. And folks, you know I don't get up here on the air and make claims that aren't documented. You don't have a right to vote if you've got electronic voting machines. And the League of Women Voters are arguing in Congress to block a congressman's bill to demand a paper ballot. Okay, use your computer, but a ballot and how you voted gets printed off according to number, not your name, but according to number, and put in a box for recounts, which then they have to go in and hand steal and scam and, you know, do all that. Makes it harder for them. This centralizes everything. But no, our government's saying no paper ballots, no records, and the people that we've got that we trust to run the elections, the League of Women's Voters, who's been caught stealing elections themselves in the past. We got video of them in Florida doing it in the late 80s. They don't want that. In America, you shouldn't have a record. No. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. No, we just have the top engineer at Diebold quitting, saying it's all a fraud. We have major reporters getting into a meeting where the heads of four of the voting companies and others were meeting with the government talking about, don't let the public know this is racketeering. We will deliver all the votes to George W. He will deliver all of them. And a lot of conservatives go, well, I kind of like that then. We don't need to vote no more. We'll just have George Bush forever. We're in a lot of... And don't worry, the Democrats, this federal system, they'll control it when they're in office. Al Gore was trying to steal the election, but he didn't have as much control of the states as Lord Bush did. And Bush definitely did steal the election. So you had two different crime rings fighting with each other. And what happened? The Supreme Court appointed our first president. Never happened before. We now have our first appointed hereditary leader, kind of like Syria has Assad or North Korea has Kim Jong-il. Not a good sign. Oh, man, there's so much here. Let me cover this first. Dean called for microchip ID card to use the Internet after Howard Dean's unexpected defeat last week in Iowa. Public attention is focused on his temper, his character, and his guttural Tyrannosaurus bellow of the not-so-quite-a concussion speech. But Dean's views on America's private rights may be of a superior test of his fitness to be president. Well, if that's the case, then you shouldn't like Bush. He's called for it. Dean's current stand on privacy appears to leave little wiggle room. His campaign platform pledges unwavering support for the constitutional principles in equality, liberty, and privacy. Dean went on to say, though, we must move to smaller, smarter license cards that carry some digital information that can be universally read at vital checkpoints, Dean said in March 2002, according to a copy of his prepared remarks. Issuing such a card would have little effect on the privacy of Americans. He went on with quotes saying you should have to swipe a card to use a computer, buy, sell. Well, that's just standard platform. I mean, you know, that's what they're putting in. And, of course, you'll get the same thing with John F. Kerry or Jordan W. or any of them. Three doctors dispute how Dr. David Kelly died. This is a medical professionals and trauma orthopedic surgeon and specialist on anesthesiologist and diagnostic radiologist who do not think evidence given at the Hutton inquiry has demonstrated that Dr. David Kelly committed suicide. And here's another article out of the Evening Standard. Dr. David Kelly did not kill himself. An American confederate of Dr. David Kelly has cast doubt on whether his death was suicide. Days before Lord Hutton's report into his death is published, Maya Pedersen claimed the government scientist received death threats because of his work in Iraq. We reported this 3 months ago. She said she was surprised that he had apparently taken 20 painkillers, which were undigested, before slashing his wrists in remote woodland, because he has an aversion to swallowing tablets. Ms. Pedersen, a United States Air Force translator who worked alongside Dr. David Kelly in Iraq, refused to give evidence to Lord Hutton's inquiry. But in a statement to police, she said Dr. David Kelly had told her he would never commit suicide and that he feared that he would be found dead in the woods. Reported that 3 or 4 months ago. And there's these other scientists saying he was clearly murdered. Just like Diana!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Terry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Statmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
Look, I don't want to sit here and talk 100 miles an hour, but the admitted, confirmed lying and criminal activity of the leaders of almost every government in the world, the concerted effort to build a cashless society control grid to tax us and regulate us and discriminate against us, and having what level of security clearance we've got on our driver's license, part of the national ID card, and everything we buy and sell tracked, and cameras in the school bathrooms and showers, and cameras in the rest stops. And this isn't freedom! This is not America! The country is run by criminally insane nutcases. And by that, they're very intelligent, but they're on power trips. And they've got horrible eugenics plans for you and your family. One-child policy worldwide, right here in the Western world, that's dying. Our population's dying. The old populations of Western Europe and the U.S. Total regulation, total control, social services in all your lives, CPS in all your lives, banning homeschooling. This is all being announced. This is all being done. And when you really talk to people about these facts, they're not for it, but they're not taking action. And it's time you all do that. All right, let me just run through news, and we'll go to all these callers that are holding. Again, part of Patriot Act found to be unconstitutional, but we'll see what Bush does with that. Republican lawmakers won't back Bush on immigration because of the heat they're getting. That's some good news. Illegal immigration to U.S. grew by nearly 70% in the last 12 years. The number of Mexicans illegally entering the United States increased by 66% from 1999 to 2002. The Mexican government report said Monday the study by the National Population Council found the number of Mexicans who cross the border illegally every year has grown to more than 1 million. Of that number, only about a third achieved their goal of staying in the United States to work. That's totally false numbers, folks. In Cochise County alone each year in Arizona, there's 1 million. Thought you'd want to know about that. Criminal aliens abound in the U.S., the Washington Times. About 80,000 illegal criminal aliens, including convicted murderers, rapists, drug dealers, and child molesters, who served prison time and were released and loosed on the streets of America, hiding from federal immigration authorities. Hiding. There hasn't been one raid in 3 months since Walmart got raided of any business. Despite the creation of a new agency to hunt down criminal aliens, that's a fraud, and the infusion of millions of dollars to get the job done, that's a fraud, many state and local police agencies who might contact with the aliens either never learned of their immigration status or never advised the federal government of their release. 2 months ago, Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave an award to the police chief for, quote, not following the federal law. A foreign power, and it doesn't matter, Washington's doing it too. According to figures from 2002 from the Foreign Immigration and Naturalization Service and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, more than 375,000 known illegal aliens have been ordered deported but have disappeared pending immigration hearings. Washington area sniper Lee Boyd Malvo was one such alien. And it gets into the crimes they're committing. They are a higher level of criminals than any other group, and they're almost invincible. Remember the serial killer that killed, 14 women? He was a Mexican illegal, riding the trains, killing people in all these different towns. He got arrested all the time, always got released. Chiefs of police, border security, a sham organization claims lacks federal policies causing murder of cops. The National Association of Chiefs of Police claims national border security is a sham, and the lack of controls by the federal government is rewarding criminals. Oh, really? In a statement, Jim Corey, a vice president of the 14,000-member organization, slams the feds for using smoke and mirrors in our border security strategy. He also indicates states issuing driver's license to illegals. Even the president of the United States is prepared to reward lawbreakers, he said, referring to President Bush's proposal to legalize millions of illegal aliens in the U.S. Border security is the weakest link in our anti-terrorism effort. There isn't an anti-terrorism effort. They're doing it, sir. It's our Achilles heel, said Corey, who claims billions of taxpayer dollars are being wasted on an immigration bureaucracy that does practically nothing to stop the illegal alien traffic. And I've got other articles here. Border Patrol agents slam alien amnesty. U.S. law enforcement on the front lines are speaking their minds about the president's immigration moves. We had the president of the Border Patrol Council on just a few days ago. Let me hit some other news. It's very important. Then we'll go to your calls. Just be patient, folks. I already went over the CBC article. It begins in the 1970s in Houston, Texas, when George W. Bush was just starting out in his family's two businesses of politics and oil. The powerful and very rich Bin Laden family helped fund his first venture into oil. The cozy friendship continued for decades after a terror attack at the barracks of Saudi Arabia, which killed 19 Americans. The Bin Laden family received the multi-billion-dollar contract to rebuild it. And incredibly, George Bush Sr. was in business meeting at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Washington on the morning of September 11th when one of Osama Bin Laden's brothers. And, of course, they flew him out of the country that day as well. Just thought I'd mention that again. Continuing, this is out of the Financial Times of London. Top 9/11 suspect was granted U.S. visa, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who they claim they captured and killed three separate times. He's CIA, folks. They've caught him capturing these people and quietly releasing them, and when they catch him, they go, oh, they were the CIA asset. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, alleged mastermind behind September 11th plot, was granted a visa to enter the U.S., just 6 weeks before the September 11th attacks in Washington and New York, according to new revelations from the Federal Commission whitewashing the attacks, I would add. Mr. Muhammad, who had previously been indicated in the U.S. for his alleged role in the earlier terrorist plot, was granted a visa through a U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia after applying under a false Saudi passport. And we've had the former head of that embassy on to say that they were ordered by the CIA to let him in. Got to let the boys back in there. That goes on and on, too. The FBI paid for their houses, their cars, their credit cards, their plane tickets. They followed Al-Qaeda out to an Al-Qaeda summit in Malaysia where they were trying to stir up trouble there for the CIA. Out of all this, they get more power, more control. This is a very, very, very important story. Global unemployment at record high, Associated Press. More than 185 million people were jobless in 2003 as global unemployment levels hit record levels. A United Nations report on Thursday revealed 185.9 million people, about 6.2% of the total labor force, were out of work, the highest unemployment figure ever recorded. There were, however, only a marginal increase on 2002 figure when 185.4 million were jobless. And, folks, let's take U.S. numbers. They also do not count people who are off the unemployment rolls, and Europe doesn't do that either, so these numbers are much higher. Let me hit this. Two more stories, then we'll go to your calls. Walton family, world's wealthiest family. This is from EIR, Executive Intelligence Review. The Walton family, which founded and today controls Walmart, lives off blood money. Operating jointly with the City of London, Wall Street bankers, Walmart's Walton family built a fortune through decimating the U.S. and world physical economies. It has applied ferocious systems, which by driving wages and living standards ever lower beneath the level needed for existence, and has sucked the lifeblood out of the population. This Walmart calls savings. Through accumulating these genocidal savings, the Walton family made itself the world's wealthiest family. Forbes magazine places the worth of the family at greater than $100 billion. No fortune by any other family in the world comes faintly close to that of the Waltons. Though through its use of fortune to expand Walmart, the Waltons have also extended into other destructive endeavors. The Wall Street City of London financier oligarchs have financed and helped and in fact directed the development of Walmart since it was founded in 1962 by Sam Walton, the deceased patriarch of the Walton family. Among the Walton family's evil ventures, the Waltons are using their enormous leverage to carefully construct a major banking empire under the tight Walton family control. The principal bank is the Arkansas-based Arvest, owned by the Waltons, possessing $6.6 billion in assets. It is already one of the 75 largest banks in America. And as an adjunct to this, the Waltons would like to build a second banking network that will be under the ownership of the Walmart stores. They're engaging in bankrolling of the neoconservative network, which is part of the Cheney system. For example, John Walton, who was worth more than $20 billion himself, was the largest single individual contributor to the neocon governor, Jeb Bush, in 2002, Florida gubernatorial race, forking over $325,000 at a point in the race when Jeb utterly needed the cash. In addition to being the brother of the president, Jeb Bush is part of John Ashcroft's domestic fascist network with heavy interface from drug-linked Cuban networks. According to the 990 PF tax form, the Walton Family Foundation, the family's philanthropic arm, funds some of the leading neocon utopia organization centers, including the Heritage Foundation, the Hudson's Institute, and the Cheney Operations Base et al. The Walton family is the largest financial force in America in an effort to privatize the public school system through school vouchers, which would wreck public education. They would create a Walmart school mart that would result in the same quality of cheapness associated with Walmart store concept. Okay, I don't agree with ERI on several points here. Number one, the Rockefeller family dynasty in 1906 had over $6 billion in liquid cash. $6 billion in today's numbers is over $4 trillion. The Rothschild family publicly owns over half of all of the Western world's central banks, estimated to be over $175 trillion. Bill Gates, the Waltons, they're all Johnny-come-latelys, mid-level elites, folks. Their billions are nothing. The U.S. debt is $43 trillion now, according to the Dallas Morning News. $43 trillion. These are the type of numbers we're talking about to these people. We're not... This is just a sick joke. They own the universities, the banks, the roads. That's what privatization is all about. You know, they say vouchers will wreak havoc on schools. No, it'll take public school money and take over the private schools and outlaw homeschooling. That's the plan. That's why vouchers are bad. Walmart from coast to coast is involved in anti-terror drills where the citizens are told to report voluntarily for a prize and practice under police view with guns, taking jelly beans that symbolize the forced inoculations. Walmart at their center up in Fayetteville has the FBI running their new echelon hooked up control grid. Walmart is owns, according to the Associated Press, 700 slave camps in the BBC, 700 slave camps built onto prisons in China alone. But how you can feel good when you can't find anything made in America in the store because there's lots of American flags hanging around, form over substance. Okay, let's go to calls. I'm going to go back into news. Who's up first here? Dana in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Dana from Houston.
Welcome, Dana.
Hey, I was just calling to see if you had heard the story of the security guard out here in Freeport that was shot. This man was taking pictures of a... Let's see, the BASF chemical plant, and the security guard went over to ask him what was going on and went to call for backup, and the guy shot him in the shoulder. The interesting part is this security guard now went on the news last night on Channel 2 and said that the FBI has come to him and asked him to change his story, saying that they can see it in his eyes that he is actually wanting to tell somebody a different story and that he needs to get it off his chest, trying to say that he wasn't really shot.
Did he say he saw a white guy?
Actually, he said that he thinks he's of Middle Eastern descent. He said he was dark. He had a dark mustache, was in a white truck taking pictures.
No, I haven't seen that story, but there have been cases of firefighters and police shooting themselves, finding pipe bombs, you know, to be part of the new celebrity anti-terror system.
Right. Well, see, that's what I was wondering. See, in the first article, they say he was unarmed. That came out on Saturday. It happened Friday night. On Saturday, they say he was unarmed, and then now they're saying that the FBI is suspecting that he shot himself. I was just wondering if you had heard of it, what you thought about
know.
That. Sounds a little fishy.
Well, I mean, I know the FBI killed some cops and people who said that there were bombs inside the building and it helped remove them.
Right.
They killed detectives and others, tortured the living daylights out of them. Witnesses saw the FBI following them, and the police had been threatened. I don't know in this case because I don't have any of the details.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. I didn't know, you know, with Super Bowl weekend coming up and stuff, I didn't know. It just sounded a little fishy to me that they were trying to get him to change his tune like that. And I just wanted to bring it up.
All right. Thank you for the call. Interesting point. I'll check into it. And who's up next now? Ruth in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This relates coincidentally to your Khalid Sheikh Mohammed article that you just read. I've been seeing a couple times on cable this month, and I watched it a couple times, a movie called The Long Kiss Goodnight. It was made in 1996, and 1.5 hours into this movie, it starts talking about 911-type scenarios that are exactly, and this was made in 1996, exactly like the real 911, right down to the number of people that will die. It stars Gina Davis and Samuel Jackson. It talks about the CIA providing passports to Islamic terrorists so that they can come into this country and attack the U.S.
And there's, I've seen it. And there's two ways to look at this. Why did Rupert Murdoch, who's in business with Larry Silverstein, the owner, why did he make a show 2 months before 9/11 where a secret government group hijacks a jet by remote control to crash into the World Trade Center to, quote, get martial law?
Mm-hmm.
And that clip's in Masters of Terror, by the way.
Yes,
why did Phillips in 99 run a TV ad, and I have the AP article about it, I haven't seen the TV ad, where two F-16s bomb the World Trade Center, and then they say, Phillips, changing your world.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do this? Why do they throw it in our face like this? That's a question.
I have no idea. It makes me wonder, too. But this was in 96, and it even gives the number of the need for killing 4,000 people for the purpose to scare money out of Congress to fund CIA operations. It talks about Islamic patsies for these attacks. And
hey, why did PBS put Silverstein up there bragging we blew the buildings up? I mean, it's a practice of hanging it out there in our face and laughing at us.
The other thing I wanted to bring up to you that I thought was interesting, it's just a small point, but I was looking at a software advertisement that is advertising genealogy software, and they were giving examples of people's lineage, and they gave George Bush. George Bush and Colin Powell are cousins. No lie. They go back to Longshanks, the cruel king in England, and one of Longshanks' descendants impregnated a slave in Jamaica, which is Colin Powell's great-grandmother, which only goes to show you how they keep it all in the family, because there's been a number of presidents in the United States, as you know, related to the Queen of England.
According to Reuters, the Bushes could go back to England and demand title lands. They're that close to the royal family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, folks, we're back live. I don't want to disagree with the last caller. I went down, 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 and the but Longshanks
and it burns, burns, burns,
was around hundreds of years before the British even started coming into the Americas, so Longshanks couldn't have had a child with a slave from Jamaica. Now, are you saying that some of his descendants did? I don't know about Colin Powell's genealogy. I know about most presidents. According to Reuters, Al Gore is related to the now kicked out, obviously, French royalty and British royalty. But no one in U.S. history has had more connections than the Bushes. They, by the way, were Tories back during the war. They were pro-British. Even had to leave the country for a time. Came back in the 1830s as part of public British agents trying to overthrow the country. Helped set up Skull and Bones at Yale. And, yeah, this is who we're dealing with. British East India Company, corporate chieftains. And according to Reuters, they are very closely related cousins to Queen Elizabeth. The Walkers and the Bushes. So they're not just not from Texas. They're not even from the U.S., folks. They're pieces of filth. Total gun-grabbing, open border promoting, tax and spend, destroy America, neocon. So I hope you enjoy them. Hope you enjoy the end of America, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in Illinois. Last caller. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I'll just make a couple comments for Jay, who called earlier about the voting. He should probably get a book called Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers.
Now, that exposes how they scammed the old elections.
Right. If
this is totally centralized now. Before, Republicans and Democrats would fight over their regions. Now, it's going to be all centralized.
And he should also ask himself the question, why would he want to volunteer to be part of their system by swearing that he's a United States citizen? Go ask his county clerk for a legal definition of citizen of the United States or United States citizen, see if they'll even give it to him. Now I have a question for you, Alex. Last week you were talking about the 9/11 Twin Towers. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. When they showed the pictures of these of the rubble of the Twin Towers, these two gigantic office buildings, did you or anybody else see all kinds of evidence of desks, chairs, computer terminals, computer screens, filing cabinets, all the stuff that would normally be in big office buildings? Did anybody see any of that in a pile of rubble?
Well, it was all blown into little pieces, but yes.
Well, I don't think it could, I'm sorry. I've had people tell me that I don't agree with that. Those buildings were both 110 stories tall. There was tons, should have been tons of that stuff in there.
Sir, it was all coated with the, are you saying that stuff wasn't in the building?
What I'm saying is that the pictures I've seen of the piles of rubble, you didn't see any evidence of any partial parts of
chairs, desks. That's because it was from hundreds of yards away. FEMA would arrest you if you tried to take photos up close.
Well, that's what I mean, but you still couldn't see any. Even when you blow them up, you don't see them there in the rubble. You don't.
I'm out of time. You can call me back tomorrow. We can talk more about that. We can see what you're getting at there. Digital Angel names John R. Block, the board of directors, former secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture under Reagan. Ashcroft war justified even without weapons of mass destruction, and a lot more. Before I end this hour, if you believe in what we're doing, you want to wake people up, you want riveting, powerful, influential films, I've made 10 of them. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 are the newest. They're incredibly good. I wrote a book about 9/11, published another book about government-sponsored terror. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply call toll-free to get them. The videos are $25.95 a piece. $20 if you order three or more. Bumper stickers, we got it all there, folks. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please take action, and it supports the broadcast. More great shows coming up. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. We will continue to chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite and the fight against these murdering trash. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.